Joining me today is Richard Arterberry. He's the executive director of the Ocean Blue Project, a nonprofit that takes plastic off of beaches.
Could you tell me a little bit about the Ocean Blue Project and how it was that you got started?
Yeah, Ocean Blue Project was kind of an accident. So back in 2012, my 9-year-old son and I, we wanted to do something on the Oregon coast. And we decided, hey, let's do a beach cleanup. So we kind of looked around. We found World Ocean Day. It sounded kind of fun. Well, we did a cleanup. We invited some students from Oregon State University. None of us really knew what we were doing. We were just having fun, trying to make some impact. We picked up a whole bunch of stuff. And at the end of the event, what was so amazing is how much stuff we collected. We had a little over 50 people there, and we collected so much stuff. It was shocking. So after that, we were kind of done. I went back to work. We were kind of forgot about it. Well, the college students called us back, and they wanted to do a beach cleanup. It was a little confusing. Like, why are they calling me? Well, you know, they wanted me to email some people to get volunteers there. So I did. A few weeks later, they were at the event. They called me, and they were like, oh, my gosh, there's like almost 100 people here. And, you know, what do we do? So we were used Skype. And I Skyped in, and I saw all the volunteers, and it was very impressive. And we was getting them motivated, go pick up stuff, grab this, grab plastic. Well, at the end of that event, we were just kind of scratching our heads, and it was like, you know, why don't we just do this as a hobby? Like, every Saturday, we go out and we just do a beach cleanup. Me and some other professor from Oregon State University, LBCC, which is Lynn Bitton Community College, they wanted to work with fungi in a stream and start researching to see how it cleans up E. coli from waterways. So we went out, we started doing it, boom, we hit world news, funding started coming in. Well, at that point, it was like, wow, this is kind of getting more serious than we thought. You know, we didn't really ask for funding, we're just doing what we love, and what do we do with this funding? So I reached out to Secretary of State and was like, hey, I'm not a nonprofit, but we're getting donations, what do we do? And they were kind of scratching their head, like, well, I mean, you need to become a nonprofit. You know, that's kind of what you need to do. We kind of got a little bit more serious. So we started doing a little bit more beach cleanups. And then beach cleanups started happening in Florida and Texas and New York. And then it came to a point several years into all this to where I honestly couldn't work 40 hours a week for the job I had and keep up with the phone calls and the emails and all the events. So it's like, you know what? This is more important than my job. I know the income is important, so I quit my full-time job. We started doing Ocean Blue full-time. It ended up being kind of like having two full-time jobs. So today we're working with about 5,800 volunteers. We do about 200 events a year. Every piece of plastic we pick up is directly saving a whale or a fish or a turtle somewhere in the ocean. So we're still motivated to keep doing it. But my whole question was, how do we make these volunteers not feel defeated? How do we clean the beach? And, well, we studied, and we came up with this machine that extracts the plastic. It's motorized. It extracts the plastic. And we're able now to go into, like, if we were to map out, like, a 20 by 20 area, we can go in and clean it now. And we can actually clean it all the way down to about 1 millimeter to 2 millimeter in size of plastic. And we can remove every single bit of it. I really like the fact of using machines, for one, because we can remove a lot more plastic. Today, when we very first started Ocean Blue, we didn't really have a goal of how much plastic we wanted. One thing we figured out is, oh my goodness, we've removed about 180,000 pounds so far. Today, we're actually after 1 million pounds of plastic, and I'm very confident we can get it. The first of the year, it was like, hey guys, you need to go bring us 250,000 pounds of plastic back. We plant trees in urban stream areas, also in rivers. To clean up the ocean, you don't have to be in the ocean to clean it up. You don't have to be on a beach to clean up the ocean. You can be anywhere in the world. What we figured out over time was that our city streets are only a mirror reflection of our ocean. If our city streets are clean, if our rivers are clean, our urban streams are clean, we're going to have a clean ocean. Most of everything is going down street drains, into rivers, into our ocean. So we have a lot of help inland on dry land that's doing like river cleanups. Maybe they're on a daily walk and they're helping us pick things up. Other than that, we've got Earth Day that's coming up, and Earth Day is really important. A lot of people may only focus on Earth Day once a year. A lot of us focus on Earth Day every day. Like, an Earth Day to me is like an everyday event. It gives us a good date, a good source to go out and celebrate, to get everyone together, to talk about it, and to focus on what's important to all of us. The way I see a clean ocean, it's not really going to benefit me directly today, but it's going to benefit the children's children way down in the future. And that's what it's all about is, you know, when I grew up as a child and I saw the oceans and the lakes and I see them today, they're beautiful. And, you know, if we have my children's children's children, I want them to see the beauty that I see today. You know, I think it's going to take every one of us. I can't solve the problem. I can't remove all the plastic. But if we have how many billion people live in the world, if we all get together, we all work together as a solution to go out and pick this up, I believe that we have the fingertips and the manpower to make this happen.
Thanks so much for joining me today, Richard, talking a little bit about Ocean Blue Project.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Richard Arterberry, Executive Director of the Ocean Blue Project. From KBOO Evening News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss.